very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 25th April, 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I am Tanonoka Wandere.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the condition affecting some children called autism.
Autism or autism spectrum disorder refers to a range of conditions characterized by challenges with social skills, repetitive behavior, speech, and nonverbal communication, as well as by unique strengths and differences.
In Zimbabwe, autism has been characterized by a negative stigma associated with witchcraft and has largely gone undetected.
Due to a lack of awareness and diagnosis, those with autism in Zimbabwe and elsewhere often are marginalized, discriminated against, and sometimes imprisoned or considered insane. According to the I Care for Autism, African Autism Awareness and Intervention Initiative, a non-profit dedicated organization dedicated to improving the life of children and adults who have life with autism.
However, the Ministry of Health, in conjunction with international non-governmental organizations, have been instrumental in bringing awareness to the condition and that it can be contained.
This month is World Autism Month, and we speak, the Voice of America is hosting a town hall discussion entitled Autism Breaking the Silence. We are going to bring you our panel of experts to help us discuss this issue, and you can call in with your views and suggestions.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Welcome back again, Mr. Wande. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngesimo esithiwa sona autism. Lo abanye bathi ngumkhuhlane, kodwa odokotela bathi hatshi asomkhuhlane, yisimo. Isimo lesi sihlasela abantwana, kuyandisa ukubana kubonakale umntwana eseleminyaka emithathu kumbe emibili ukuthi hayi uyehluleka khona ukukhuluma ibala elilodwa. Kodwa ke ngokuya kwesikhathi kuthiwa ke uyathi esefunda ukuthi akhulume, nxa kuyikuthi engaphathiswa kuhle umntwana onjalo wandise ukuthi abekwazi kakhulu, aqhube kahle kwezemfundo. Mr. Wande,
nyaya eliya nasi inoyosiririsa zvikuru nekuti ino yakatarisana neurwere zvikuru sei hwevana vadiki hweautism. Chirwere ichi chinonetsa pavana vadiki zvikuru zvikuru sei vana vavakomana. Saka ndiyo nyaya tirikuda kuti titaure nayo kuti tinzwisisane, tibatsirane kana pane vamwe vane mwana akadai mumhuri mavo, vanogona kutibatsirawo nemashoko, kubatsirawo vamwe kuti vanozvifambisa sei. Asi chinofadza hacho ndechekuti muZimbabwe pari zvino muna vana chiremba varimo vakawanda nevanhu vakadzidziswa kuchengeta kana kuti kurapa vanhu vane chirwere ichi. Saka izvo tinokutarisira kuti kuda pamwe zvichafamba zvakanaka, hurumende ichipindiravo ichida nepainogona napo. Asi hatina chatofanira kunyatsa kutya zvikuru, kunze kwokuti kana paonekwa kuti pane chimwe chinofungidzira kuti chingava chirwere ichi, munhu okurumidzawo kuenda kune ana chiremba, mwana otariswa vogovudzwa kuti zvofambiswa sei. So, Mr. Gande, as we told our viewers earlier on, the Voice of America is hosting a one-hour live televised town hall to discuss autism, breaking the silence. to raise awareness, demystify and explore the challenges faced by families and autistic children. According to the World Health Organization, one in 160 children in the world has an autism spectrum disorder. While statistics are known in many developing countries, the World Health Organization says that prevalence of SAD appears to be increasing globally. In Africa, many people with autism are confronted with challenges, including late or no diagnosis, rejection, isolation, and abuse due to factors such as inadequate health care, poor awareness, or negative cultural beliefs. In collaboration with this discussion, Studio 7 is spotlighting autism in its live talk show today, as we are doing now.
Yes, Mr. Wande, before we open up to our guests and callers, let's watch this brief video.
Siyahamba, 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 siyagiti. Right. What I'm trying to demonstrate here is that autistic people tend to have areas of entertainment that over a period of time we've noticed that particularly Njabulo likes music. He likes listening to music. He can, you know, listen to music for long periods of time, you know, even an hour or two he can, without a break. So he really likes music, and he can also imitate, you know, the singing, almost like lip sync, you know, to the music. So I think as we try and progress in their education, I think those are things that we have to notice, because every child has got a particular way or a particular interest that you can actually notice. And now this can actually be used, I think, to try and develop them for the future.
Usisi unithume libhora eSouth Africa.
Wow.
That was a brief video there, Mr. Wande, of one of the kids who has autism, and the dad there was demonstrating how, you know, he teaches him, how he keeps him on track.
They are actually very bright children.
Yes, yes, I understand. They actually turn out to be very bright if they are, you know, helped, especially when they are in their early ages, you know. And according to the Autism Center's Harare, due to lack of awareness and diagnosis, this has led to, you know, a lot of kids going undetected with this kind of, you know, challenge, resulting in most kids not, you know, getting the help that they need to get back on track.
Chimwe chino chinorwadzisa ndechekuti pane tendency yekuti kana tikasangana nezvinhu zvatisinganzwisisi tava kupuma nyaya dzeuroyi zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo, and tinoona kuti kurwara kunoita vana ava kunogozha zvikuru sei kuvabereki, nokuti vanenge vachida kuti varambe vakachengetwa nyangwe vachienda muzvikoro. Saka vana vazhinji vanozopedzisira vasati vasaendeswa kuchikoro pamusoro penyaya yekuti panodiwa manpower yekutarisa mwana iyeye nemari yekuti mwana uye abatwe nenzira yaanofanira kubatwa nayo. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza chose, ende tinoimba kuti vatereri vedu vachauyawo vachibatsira nevamwe vavo nenzira yekuti zvinhu zvingafambiswa sei mudzimba.
Yes, Mr. Wande, I understand we have our first guest, Mr. Masuku. Mr., welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Masuku, we understand that you have a child with this challenge, the autism. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yes, well, it's not much really that I can tell you I know, rather than, you know, observing the condition. It all started when, you know, when we discovered that he could not talk early enough, and well, he could not do a number of things just like any other normal child would do, and that has continued to now, meaning that he's not doing what other children would normally do. So that's the basic thing, like he would not take up fast at school, he would not do other chores like any other child would do. But as to the intricacies of what happens in the mind, I would rather not lie. I don't know what will be happening, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say that you detected that he had this condition at what age, and what would you say to other parents with the children at that age, when they see the symptoms of autism?
I will tell you, the earliest, I think, the detection would be at a time when normal children, you know, start to talk. And it's usually women who go with the children to the clinic, you know, where they share with colleagues to say, how old is your child? And, you know, you discover that your child is lagging behind. And so normally you find it's the woman who will come and tell you that, no, I think we have a problem here. Our child is not doing certain things.
And you're talking at roughly what age was that?
Pardon?
What age was that when you discovered this?
You know, it needs for me to consult the wise here. I would say you just said about the time when I think about 1.5 to 2 years. That's when you really are almost confident, because in our case we thought in fact some, you know, like traditionally people would advise you to say no, maybe his tongue is stuck, you know, to the bottom jaw. So we sent him to the doctors. They checked him. They saw that his tongue was normal. And then that's when we had to go to the psychologist, who will then try to make him do certain things until there's that verification to say, this particular thing is autism.
How old is your child now, Mr. Mishok?
My child is 16 years now. Yeah, and he's doing grade 7 now at a Riverside Stimulation Center. And this stimulation center is a place where normal children and autistic children and those with Down syndrome, they learn with those normal children, so that, you know, by having these other ones who are normal, they kind of stimulate them. Mm. But also the staff that understand, you know, these issues. But, you know, the other constraint is that it's more like, you know, attending him to school, but in actual effect, he will not write the public examinations, the grade 7 examinations. That has been agreed between me and the school, you know, because he cannot comprehend enough the concept, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what then is going to happen is that there's another senior school, again, they send them. But the biggest predicament that we face as parents with children living with autism is that there is no way these children now can can undergo some kind of an apprenticeship, you know, where they can learn certain skills. Because I'll tell you, like my child right now, he's got certain skills that a normal child would find very difficult to copy. Yeah.
Like
for instance, I'll tell you, he's excited about singing, he's excited about, you know, music generally. But because, you know, we do not have an institution which could promote those skills and try to hone those skills and move with this level, you know, even if it's kind of slow to catch up. But once he does, he's stuck with it.
So are you getting any assistance from the government, or you are paying from your own pocket?
I'll tell you, the school fees there is an average of about $600 per term. It's a special school, but government, through the BIM program for special for children living with disabilities, government sponsors through the BIM program.
Thank you so much.
Also, let me hasten to say, not many parents know that, because I did not know. And I can tell you, for about a term or so, you know, my child did not go to school because we were kind of behind in school fees. So, but over time, because, you know, I was fortunate enough to know some people from the Ministry of Education who advised me that I should apply for things. So what I would advise people is that, you know, when they go to the Ministry of Education psychologist, then so that they get that confirmation that indeed the child has got those issues or that condition, and then they can be advised further to say they can apply for this special BIM program.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Masuku. Can you please stay on the line? We have our other guest, Dr. Dalubuhle Ndiweni. Dr. Ndiweni, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Ndiweni, as you heard there, the person who was talking is a parent of a child with autism. Now, from a doctor's point of view, what can you tell us about autism? What exactly is it?
Well, it's a condition which some people refer as a spectrum, in that it is many variations that it can also assume. But it's whereby a child is not developmentally appropriate for his or her age. Over and above that, they also have language-related problems whereby communication is a major problem. Coupled with that is that they also may have a different behavioral trait that they may display, which eventually leads to poor communication, poor learning ability, and misplaced social skills that makes life very, very difficult for them.
What can you tell parents to watch out for as a child grows? What are the things that come out in the open at the earliest time?
Frequently, it's the inability to speak in many cases. Delayed language development is one of the things that usually attracts people, followed by sometimes a peculiar way of doing things. They may like repeatedly doing certain things over and over again. And then some parents, the other issue is that they may seem to be extraordinarily sensitive to any noisy environment, whereby if people are making noise, they actually even close their ears on both sides, trying to stop the amount of noise. Others may not even like the light, And they may find that they keep doing the same thing over and again. And if there is language that is spoken, it's those words that are repeated all over again without actually advancing any communication that they would be trying to put across, which you will never be able to understand. That may indicate that this child is not growing normally. The final diagnosis of how it's made is actually by the experts themselves, that they will put all the challenges that the child is and then say that this fits into autism. That's why we say autistic spectrum, because sometimes there may be slight variations here and there, but those are the hallmarks of what they usually would have.
From what we have today, what do you think remains to be done to improve containing this condition? How do we proceed from here? We can't just accept it, or has there been some research that is directed at preventing this kind of condition from coming up?
Not really. There's been no absolute. There's been lots of research, but it has not concluded that it can be prevented. The issue is that it can be ameliorated, and the amelioration is that you could start early. Even the language-related issues, even behavior modification, would be tried. And those who might have other things, for instance, if they have seizures or what you call fits, that would be managed. But generally, it's directed at being able to pick it early, being able to start those measures as early as possible. There are some children who, as they grow up, they seem to be slightly better as if they're improving. But frequency is never an improvement that gets you to absolute normality. It's either suboptimally normal, but those are the key issue which we are trying to focus on, that we should be able to pick it up early, start speech-related issues, training, start behavioral training that might actually come through, and learning how to engage them to achieve any of the education that may be forthcoming.
And how true is it that these children who are autistic sometimes end up being very intelligent?
There may be a few percentage in that group. There are others that are usually, if they are gifted, they are gifted in one particular issue quite extraordinarily. For people have been known that others like music, and they light up to music. So even if you're doing therapy, you would actually introduce the music scenarios to achieve certain issues in the group. There have been others who are supposed to be very good figures, and they would be almost like mathematically astute and do reasonably well. But it's not a lot of them. Majority of them function far, far below the average.
Okay.
Yeah, the majority of them are not, they don't achieve that genius kind of level in any platform, but there will be a few of them that do exceptionally well in one particular area than the other.
Okay. So thank you, Dr. Ndweni. Can you please stay on the line? We are now going back to the parent of a child with autism. Mr. Masuku.
Yes, I'm still around.
Yes, Mr. Masuku, now can you tell us from your experience with your son, have you noticed any changes that have been done through the kind of intervention that he's getting? And would you say that these changes are positive?
Let me say we are happy to have changes, but they are quite minimal. In the sense that if you then try to research and, you know, you look at with interest as a parent, what is happening elsewhere, like in other advanced countries, then we will see that what we have here is quite minimal. So we would wish at least if there could be advancement in the area of autism. But yes, what we are getting right now, we are seeing a little bit of progress in the sense that, like I spoke about, you know, certain things that we can now do, you know, like you can take care of yourself, going to the bathroom. You can now come alone, you know, from the city of from the CBD to home. At least you can navigate his way to the emergency taxi rank and then come. But you know, the very interesting thing is he must never be diverted from his usual route. If you divert him from his usual route, then he's lost completely. So he must use, like, I think that's where this issue of autism, the name comes from. The repeated things, the things that we should repeat all the time and never divert. So those are some of the things that we have seen as progress.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there's still room for more.
Okay. Manje,
Dr. Masuku, for some people who might not have enough information about this, is autism hereditary or it's acquired?
You know, I don't want to lie. I don't know anybody within my genetics who has it. Neither do I know one from the white side, but I'll tell you that it's just a fella. I don't know, really. I will not lie.
Mm.
So, yeah, sure. It needs maybe the professionals to tell us better, but what I just know is that it happened in my family, and I don't know much, really, about the, you know, the genetics or whether it's environmental or whatever.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe Dr. Ndiweni can
answer. Dr. Ndiweni, yes. Dr. Ndiweni, are you on the line?
Yes.
Yes. I meant to direct this question to you. I made a mistake. Can you tell us whether autism is hereditary or it's acquired?
It's multifactorial. Multifactorial is that certain snippets of this may come from certain areas and influenced by others. But generally, the work that is being done is that we are beginning to pick issues that may have a hereditary effect on the, or genetic impact, that certain genetic issues could be identified in some. It's not complete work, but there's a few things that have come through that suggest genetic effects may have a role to play. But also the environmental issues do influence the outcome, what we call epigenetics, that the genes might be there, but also the environment in which these genes are living would influence the extent at which things could actually turn out to be.
Mm.
So yes, but that is work that is actively being pursued to actually map out exactly which genes would be coming. There will be different genes, naturally, that have been spoken about,
mm-hmm.
but that work is not complete. But it's multifactorial. There's the genetic aspect, there's the environmental aspect that also adds up to the situation.
So by environmental, you mean?
Make it much more complex. Environmental is that if you do certain issues, can I put it very crudely in scenarios?
Mm-hmm.
You like KFC now. You're eating the oils that KFC does.
Mm.
The issue is that they don't change your genes, but they would influence how your children behave. Meaning that at that particular time while you are eating KFC chicken, you don't know that that's the impact it will actually do. Your genes look exactly the same like anybody else, but the outcome of that environmental issues meaning we stay in a polluted environment. And people say that if we've been polluting it in such a way that we come with these characteristics that were not expected before. I'm trying to oversimplify it in this kind of scenario, but it's these issues which I call environmental.
Oh,
that's basically how environmental issues could actually impact.
Okay, I get it. Okay, thank you so much. Stay on the line, please.
Yes. Tine munhu pa phone parinara pa. Mukwama Dixon Muroza muripo here?
Ndiripo.
Hongu. Tibatsirewo nenyaya yati kukurukura iyi. Mungatibatsirawo nenyu.
Kumbotara nyaya yacho bose ndikeni ndasangangotarire asandawane radio yedu yangu yaatsana magetsi. Ndikubai nyaya yacho ndaiverenga but ke ndakangamwa ngondidzai topic yacho chete.
Tiri kukurukura pamusoro pecondition inonzi autism.
Autism inenge iri nyaya iyi.
Okay.
This is healthy. Zveutano.
Hautano parizvino handiri nyaya yekunge iripo ndezvekuti hurumende iripo iyi haisi kushandisa mari yakawanda panyaya dzehutano yekushandisa mari yakanyakuwanisa panyaya dzekukambena panyaya dzepolitics saka hurumende iyi haingambogadzirisi nyaya dzehutano inogona nyaya dzepolitics chete.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Okay, this is the first time. Because this is the first time yamani kula nayo.
Yeah, aiwa tazvinzwa maita zvenyu mukoma Dixon tinotenda chaizvo.
Okay.
Okay. Baba Masuku lapho elihlala khona ungasitshela ukuthi kunjani bamamukela njani umntwana abanye ontanga bakhe.
Lapho esihlala khona uzathola ukuthi abanye bayakuzwisisa but of course ngemva kwesikhathanyana but abanye abantu bayabemesaba you know umntwana oyabe ekhubazekile benga-understand how to deal with it. So kukhona awusoze utsho ukuthi abantu bayakuzonda kumbe abantu bayakuthanda kakhulu isivele ngapha la ngapha.
Khona lapho afunda khona ke.
Lapho afunda khona because abantwana abafunda khona laba aba esingathi ngabantwana abaphikileyo sebe kujayele ngoba bafunda lapho. So vele from grade 1 to grade 7 kuyabe kuhlangene abantwana abaku-autism laba labanye abaphikile be-right. So they kind of understand ukuthi hayi omunye wethu uvele ule traveling. So ngaleyo ndlela babe kujisisa but like inxa sisiza kwezinye izikole ezingabe zivakatsha ingxenye for sport kuleso sikolo kumbe you know for wona lama-activity enzakala ezikolo ukuhlabela ukuthi obviously babekhangela labana belokuhleka phakathi kwesinye isikhathi belokwesaba ngenxa yokuthi kwesinye isikhathi kube le-bullying engaba khona because anybody vele kwesinye isikhathi otshengisa ukungabi ngumuntu ofana labanye within a group vele kaningi kakhona ubayithathile.
Hayi kuyabongeka Mr. Wande. Mr. Masuku there is explaining. I asked him how the son is being regarded by other kids his age, and he says you know it's not every kid that really understands, so sometimes it's hostile and so forth.
Sometimes so it can be very difficult for kids to understand.
Yeah.
I think it takes a while. Frequent interaction. Then they begin to understand that one of their friends has got a situation that is
That's right. So I understand you have a caller, right?
Yes. Koma Terence Ma We lost him.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Ndweni is still on the line.
Mm-hmm. Right. Dr. Ndweni, can you tell us also, we are aware that more boys are affected by autism than girls. Can you tell us a little more about that, please? Dr. Ndweni?
Yes. The exact issue, not absolutely well understood. Besides the autistic scenarios, you would know that males tend to speak much less than females. And some people say that we are always exhibiting a slightly autistic behavior in that we don't speak much.
Mm.
In general, I'm generalizing there, but yes, boys tend to be more affected than girls. And the few girls that are there may seem to be maybe slightly milder than the boys, but yeah. Boys are generally more affected than us. It could be sitting on any of the chromosomes, whether it's sitting on the Y chromosome, which makes the male, or is transmitted by the female on the X chromosome. But they are generally much more that boys are affected than girls generally.
That's complicated.
it's
complicated. Yeah.
stay around, doctor. We'll be back with you in a moment. We have another caller here. Nyasha, are you on the line? Hello, Nyasha.
Hello, I can hear you.
We can hear you.
I also can hear you. How are you?
Yes. What can you help us with on this issue?
The issue about malaria.
Autism.
Okay. You just need to... Hello?
Hello? I think the connection...
Yeah, sir. Can you hear us? Oh,
the connection is bad. Mm. I am intrigued by, it's suddenly coming up now. I think it's because of the developments, the openness now that we are seeing around the world, actually, where there is a lot of communication among people.
Mm.
But some of these conditions have been kept under the lid for quite some time, because there was a tendency in some societies to blame this on witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of seeking proper assistance for the child.
Mm.
But at least now it's coming out in the open, and people are running around to rectify the situation. That is a good sign.
Yeah,
that is a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes, so we go back to Dr. Ndweni. Dr. Ndweni, is there a particular area or region where autism is more compared to other parts of, say, Africa, for example?
No, not that we know of. I think the challenge is is how fully recognized is the region. For instance, in the Americas, it seems to be higher. But I think it's related to the ability to notice this and actually see that people actually try as much as possible to confirm that it is the case. Whereas in other regions where there is less medical expertise, these things may go unnoticed, and people could ascribe it to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as the world gets to understand, it could be equally distributed elsewhere. There's no evidence that certain areas are worse off than others. I think it's just recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I thank you, Dr. Ndweni. As we stated just hold on, stay some, spend a little more time with us. We'll be right back to you. Mr. Gandhi, I've got a message here from Bright Madaya, who says, ndinongoti wabereki ngatiwe norudo kuvana vedu. Mwari chete ndiye murapi mkuru panyika, uye ano panjere kunana chiremba vedu. Which is quite good of him to say, mm-hmm. because the doctors certainly need a lot of wisdom to be able to contain or to deal with some of these things that strike the people around the world. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to read that message from Bright Madaya. Yes.
Okay. So, Mnumzana Masugu. Mnumzana Masugu.
Nikona.
Yes. So, ungasitshela manje ukuthi lapho othi kona umntwana uyafunda baningi okunganani abalesimo soneso.
Baningi. It's just unfortunate ukuthi anzakeki ngibale nje ukuthi bangaki, kodwa baningi ngoba usizwa nje kuthiwa yi-stimulation center. It means vele it was designed for that. Babe lakho konokho engqondweni zabo siba yisikolo.
Okay. Hayi, siyakuzwa, bamba njalo ecingweni. Sesilo nesi lapha owelapha singathi ophathisa abantwana abale simo sona lesi. Siyakwamukela Mancube.
Yebo, linjani?
Siyaphila, linjani lini?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile.
Sixoxa lapha ngodaba lwe-autism. Sizwa kuthiwa uyaphathisa lawe abanye abantwana abale simo sonesi.
Yeah, mina vele ngisebenza ku-autism unity. U-Dr. Ndiweni usechasise vele okuningi konke akuchasise yikade ngiza kukhuluma. I-autism ivele i-complicated, i-mental disability. Kuyi-mental disability oku-affecta umntwana from uku-communicator loku-interact. Isikhathi esiningi unfortunately awubikwazi when nxa uzithwele. Isikhathi esiningi ubakwazi umntwana kumbe sele 2 years kumbe sele 3 years, yikho soqalisa ukubona khona ukuthi umntwana lo ka-act njengabanye abantwana. Uyabo. Umntwana le-autism is in their own world, kafani labanye abantwana vele nesenzo sakhe. Isikhathi esiningi silikho kuthiwa yi-IQ. I-IQ yokuthi ubona ukuthi umntwana lo u-actor isayizi yiphi. Uzabona ukuthi umntwana uyabele 21 ele-autism but ukucabanga kwakhe ngokomntwana ole 2 years. So uzabona ukuthi noma simfaka eklasini yomntwana ole 2 years, simfundise njengomntwana ole 2 years. And isikhathi esiningi futhi umntwana ole-autism ulokufuna ukuthi adlalise izinto yedwa. Kwesikhathi bacommunicate ngama-pictures, kunzima ukuthi ucommunicate laye ngokukhuluma. Kukhona ukuthiwa yi-autism trait. I-autism trait ngokuthi umntwana uyabelakho kodwa ephose efane labanye abantwana. Umbona nje ngokupho ngoba violent lokungalaleli nje njengabanye abantwana, kodwa lowo uyabe khuluma, i-communicator nje just like other kids. Kubo sokusiba lalaba vele abawese vele ukuthi uyabantshintsha, abakwazi lokuzihambela etoyilethi, abakwazi vele engani vele ulokhuza umntwana omncane. Njalo i-affecta njengoba udokotela ekhulumile, ku-affecta abantwana abangabafana. Akula reason asikwazi ukuthi why ku-affecta abantwana abangabafana more than abantwana abangamankazana. And like labuza futhi ukuthi sorry kade ngifuna ukukhasisa futhi ukuthi isikhathi esiningi futhi ama-toy abafuni ukushare ama-toy okwakhe ngokwakhe. And futhi like mini unit engade ngisebenzela yi-closed, siyabalokhela phakathi, it's called the locked unit. Vele kabaphumi phandle ngoba kuba nzima ukuthi engaphuma phandle ukucommunicate nomunye umntwana ukuthi a-understandane lomunye umntwana, kuba nzima ngoba indawo engisebenza kuye each unit ile different mental disability. Uyabo. And then kuke kwabuzwa ukuthi why kwesinye isikhathi abantwana abe-autistic kuthiwa baba intelligent. Honestly, I research la kateza baba rewazi ukuthi what causes that. If you have, if you Google, kumbe, if you YouTube, ukuthiwa ngama savant. Ama savant, ngama abantwana abale autism, but bebe leyinye i-intelligence ezula thina abantu abanormal. A good example, uzabona umntwana ekwanisa ukuthi akuphendulele imaths ungazumbuza ukuthi 1000 times 480 uhle kunike i-answer right away uyabo kodwa kawazi ezedlule yona i-calculator uyabo like kuleyinye isavanti engiyazi this guy is autistic bamslice in-New York just for 1 hour on top of in-New York City waphendula endlini wayidrawa exactly like he saw it with no mistakes kodwa uzabona ukuthi ungathi zifide ngesipunu kakwazi ukuzifida kakwazi ukubathana ukuthi azibathane impilo kuzenzi so uzabona ukuthi ekhaya kwesi sikhathi bathi umntwana uloyiwe hayi oyidisability nje eyenzakalayo and ukuthi it's genetic or not it's actually not hereditary it's not even genetic like what doctor explained ukuthi sometimes it's environmental kwesi sikhathi it's just imbalance in your body it's a very very complicated very autism. And uzabona ukuthi and abanye abanengi bakhona ikakhulu laba bengisebenza labo. Uzabona ukuthi ufuna into yakhe a certain way. Once you change it like omunye wabantu bami i-remote yakhe kufanele isinayibukela iTV, i-remote yakhe ile-sport kufanele ihlale ekhoneni letafula. And kufanele ihlale straight. Ungayithatha wena kanandaba ukuthi uyithethe kodwa kufanele uyibisele khona pha lapho ilokhu ungavele uyitshekise mbijana hell will go loose uyabo
yes don't go away Miss Nguye we are going to come back to you I just want to find out from Dr. Ndiweni how do we explain the brilliance of children who have this condition why are they so bright I don't know if you can
I don't think anybody has been able to explain that they seem to have this frequently selective intelligence
right
selective intelligence as you say with either they are mathematically gifted or in terms of art, they could be, whether it's fine art or any other type of art, they seem to excel in that scenario. But it's not holistic intelligence whereby is good in history, is good in mathematics, is good in music, is good in this and that. It's usually one aspect that they are extraordinarily gifted, and not gifted in most of the other aspects. So no, we are not very clear why that is so.
Yeah, is there?
But it's been found. It's been noted quite over year, many years actually.
Yes, is there any way that knowledge or brilliance can be harnessed, even if it's only in one section or in one subject? Is there any way of utilizing that knowledge that the child might have?
It can be utilized. I think the issue is how to turn it. You, I'm sure you have seen the movie whereby somebody was breaking the codes of the computer who was autistic in between there. But the people have used those kind of those movies were based on those abilities that were being admired by other people. But yes, I think the people would try and harness them. I think it's picking them up early. Identifying those positive points and then seeing where you can put them into use.
Yes, yes.
Okay, before we go back to Mr. Masuku, I'll return back to Ms. Nguye. Ms. Nguye, you have dealt with these kids who have this condition. Have you seen adults with this condition? How do they behave? Say he's a 50-year-old.
Oh yes, we do. Actually, I mean, my unit is it's from I guess 5 years old to 21. Once they turn 21, we send them to a different unit because they are now adults. It's really, it's behavior yakona doesn't change. it just changes a little bit. Just because someone is changing from a childhood to adulthood, but still IQ yake will still be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just develop umzimba, but the brain is still the same. Mm. Really, they are like kids. You just treat them like kids.
Mm. So, but do they get back into a normal society where they drive cars, they have their own kids and so
on? Oh, no. They can't. They just play. That's why Teneria 2 is a locked unit, really, because they just cannot do all those things. Even in schools, when you take them to a school where there are other autistic kids, you can't just take an autistic kid to a normal school. Because it's just the interaction. They can't interact well with normal kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, okay. Mr. Wandi, you got something for Mr. Masuku?
I think there's someone on the line.
Oh, we have it. No, we don't.
No, we don't. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have Mr. Masuku.
So, Mr. Masuku, you have gone through a lot to come to where you are now. What message do you have for other parents who find themselves in this situation that you are in? What can you tell them? How can you teach them what to expect and how to deal with things that are lying ahead?
I think as a parent, especially for new parents, it is difficult. Because, you know, as husband and wife, you've got an expectation, and when it does not really tally with the expectation, then you tend to have problems between the two of you, obviously, initially. To say, you know, firstly, you know, you are kind of try to let the kid out. When people come in, you know, to show him around and all that, with colleagues and all that, there's a problem. I'm talking about new parents as I've seen it, because at times there are people who are still hiding their children. Yeah. But it was very fortunate for us because he was safe in line. And so we already had that experience. The parents of normal children. So when this happened, at least it was a shock initially, but we kind of handled it well. And also we were a little bit mature by that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before we go to our guest, we are going to take a quick break. Yes, for the benefit of our radio listeners, that short break was, in fact, an infomercial where we were showing what people should not say to parents of children with autism. You know, there are lots of don'ts, like don't say you are sorry and so forth, Mr. Wendy.
Mm, that's very sensitive, but it's part of structuring mm-hmm. how to get along, mm-hmm. how the children can you know be integrated, can you know feel okay within the community that they are in. So you know, I think it's very very difficult.
Mm.
We have to give credit to parents who are dealing with this kind of situation, and the doctors as well. is quite unfortunate, but I think we all are very hopeful about this.
Mr. Masuku, sesifika emaphethelweni ohlelo, ungathi nje ngamafitshane usitshele wena ukuthi ngeliphi ilizwe ofuna uliphosela ikakhulu abazali laba abangakabi labantwana, ukuthi nxa bengadibana lalokhu bakuphathe njani.
Abantu abangabe bekuma-medical professions like amanesa, odokotela, I think kuyabe kumele ukuthi bathi nxa abantu bebatsha beza kuba labantwana or any other parents besiya kumbe ama-clinic, kube khona ukuthi ukukhangelela lokhuyana ukuthi umuntu ukhangelela ukuthi uzaba nomntwana, but also kube le-education yokuthi just like nxa umuntu ezanikwa ama-results okuthi uhambe waya-testwa for instance for i-HIV, isn't it, people are prepared for any eventuality. You know, you don't like wait for ube-reactive ukuthi you say, so kwenzakele, sorry, besingakwazi ukuthi kuzaphuma ngale ndlela. But kube ukuthi people are prepared ukuthi things can be all right, things can be bad. So I think if people are well advised and well educated, anything can happen. It may not be autism. Kumbe labo abezempilakahle. And then kwezokuthi kuma-parents, I think also i-discussion in the home, ukuthi nje abantu bakukhangele, kind of bekhangela konke nje ukuthi kungaba khona ukuthi kube kuhle, kungaba khona ukuthi konakale. Kwesinye isikhathi sisuka sikhangele ubuhle kuphela bese sishele ukuthi sikhangeleni, bese sisele ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi kuyenzakala, it is something that can happen emntwaneni yemfisa.
Okay, hayi, sibongile kakhulu. Thank you so much, Mr. Masuku, for coming to our show.
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much. So since the time is running out, Mancube, can you wrap it up and tell us what's your word to Zimbabwe? We know you are in the United States. What's your word to Zimbabweans out there, especially mothers to be, regarding autism?
What I can say is don't feel bad, because autism, it's not you. Because parents tend to blame themselves. Okay, what did I do? I didn't drink. I didn't do. What did I do? It's not you. Because sometimes you just find out. You find out after umntwana sekhulile, umntwana sele 3 years. You know, it's very difficult to deal with to raise an autistic kid. You can't get a babysitter. They cannot mingle labanye abantwana. But that's what God blessed you with. That's why we are here, Tina Manesses, to help you. So that's why we are here to help them get a break from that. Uzabonte, the kids will hit their parents or be very violent to the kids. To their parents. They can't even interact with them. The kids will hit. The autistic child will be violent to the other siblings. So that's why we are here for you, to give you a break. We understand the autism. So don't feel bad about it. It's like any other parent having a disabled child. It's not you. It's just the genes. It's just imbalance in your body. It's not like a Down syndrome where maybe say if you have a child at an older age,
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu. We would also like to thank Dr. Dalubuhle Ndiweni, who graced our show tonight. Thank you so much, and including our listeners. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tadano Kawande. We hope to see you again next time. Take care now.